Welcome back to Trouble in River City. We're here, me and Riley are here anyway, with Tom from WFYM.
Hello.
He's sort of an expert on, I don't know, the more interesting corners of the internet. I don't know how you describe it.
I don't know, like, you know how we live in this world and there's people and then you lift up a rock and you might find a bunch of bugs? I like to specialize in the sort of guys you would find once you lift up that rock.
Like, I want to say, like, some of the guys that you have found lifting up your rocks were pretty foundational early. Because I logged on to, like, Twitter and stuff much kind of a little bit later.
Yeah.
And guys like Mikey Miles and Chris Lowville and later, like, the Fat Heez or, like, Joey's World Tour. Like, all those guys that you have just become obsessed with for a while formed a lot of, like, the substrate of my understanding of just what it means to be a total freak.
Yeah, well, and I think it helps to be sort of like a freak yourself because, like, I didn't get on Twitter until, like, way later, and then I didn't really start, like, getting big until, like, 2017 or whatever. And I was on, like, Facebook, like, just doing some of the stuff I do. But, like, Joey's World Tour, like, he's been around for so long. But, like, on my Facebook in, like, 2011, I was posting, like, Joey videos and, like, Joey edits that I made on my phone, just bored on, like, whatever. And so I've been doing this a long time. And, yeah, like, finding guys naturally, like, let's say the Fat Heez or Chris Lowville, is it's always such a joy.
And what I find so interesting is that, like, Some of the guys, and, like, just a little peek behind the curtain, like, we had a little chat in the Discord before starting, and some of the people who you might want to talk about, like Devin the Selfie Slut or like AR-15, these guys, they're not in scope for us.
No.
But some of them genuinely are scammers, or in the case of AR-15, sort of being actively
the scammy.
Yeah. But they, like, what they all have in common is that they are a combination of entitled and stupid to scam effectively or well, or for, like, with any medium term plan.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, cause a lot of people, especially on, like, shows where you're, like, sort of like, let's expose, like, the internet, like, scammers and whatever, and they'll focus on people who are, like, successful at it. You know, they'll, like, look at, like, Andy Elliott or like any sort of, like, solar thing, or just guys who have made money from scams and, like, are still successful, like, scamming and tricking people. But it's much more enjoyable for me to look at people who try to scam and can't, but, like, still try to do it.
Yeah.
They're just failing.
Maybe
constantly.
The best place to start is Chris Lowville, then, because it's kind of an older one.
Oh yeah.
And he's illustrative of that, like, late 2010s era. If anything, it's kind of, like, speaks to the fact that Twitter is just less and less relevant, period. That, like, you're seeing more and more of these people on, like, TikTok and YouTube now.
Yeah.
And you don't have as many, like, Twitter guys like Chris Lowville was doing 6-7 years
ago.
Yeah,
but he's such a unique case.
Please go ahead. I was gonna say Chris Lowville just made it so fun.
Yeah, he was such a unique case in that he's been doing it since he was, like, in middle school and high school. He signed up for Twitter like in 2010, 2011, and he would talk about being a millionaire, and he was, like, in eighth grade. And people that knew him locally would share his tweets and, like, make fun of him. He was working at Kroger at 16. And he's, so, like, to give some background, he's a guy who lives in Houston area in Texas, and he just
interestingly used his real name for all of his lies.
All of it, everything. He goes around, he just lies on Twitter about being a doctor. He lies about being rich and owning multiple, 2.5 gas stations is one of his famous lies that he said he owns. Car washes, excuse me, 2.5 car washes, which is a great bit. But he's been doing it.
I think he learned that, like, specificity makes a lie more believable.
Yeah.
So the way he's being specific is using a fractional number instead of a whole number.
Well, surely who would own, like, he wouldn't lie about owning 2.5 car washes.
Yeah. 2, that could be a lie, but not 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, like, here's the thing, right? I have 2 car washes, and then I share with my girlfriend, who happens to be my girlfriend, Heidi Klum. We share the car wash. I do the washing. She owns the drying, obviously.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I love just the idea of like having
ownership. Can you think of a hot woman who he would have mentioned and that's who I pulled for some reason?
Yeah. I don't even think he knows who Heidi Klum is.